other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is May 28th, Thursday, 2009. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex will be up at the top of the next hour. We've got Lou Rockwell coming up at the top of the third hour. We're going to be taking your calls in the first and fourth hours. And really upsetting video, yet again, showing the police in a bad light. You know, a lot is being discussed. Oh, you're so negative towards the police. Oh, you're so negative towards the military. Oh, you're so negative towards City Year. And how are we supposed to not be when videos like this one are surfacing? Now, I'm going to talk about it before we actually play the audio. And then in the top of the third hour, maybe it'll have to be the top of the fourth because we have Lou Rockwell coming up. We're going to play the actual video of this, but let me break it down. And right now there are top stories over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. The tagline by Kurt Nemo is, insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic. Yeah, that's right. Folks, you can't even be an ambulance driver trying to take somebody to the hospital without getting beaten by the police. Let me repeat that. You can't be an EMT worker in an ambulance with somebody in the back needing to go to a hospital, an emergency. See, that's why they're emergency vehicles. That's why they have the big lights on the top and the sirens so they can get through traffic, you know, bring people to the hospital so that they can live, that sort of thing. No, you can't do that anymore in this country without being harassed by police officers, then arrested by police officers, then beaten by police officers. And again, thank God for the cell phone camera. You know, I'm one of those guys that's really down on the iPhone sometimes, but it can be used to empower and enslave. I'm not saying this guy was using an iPhone. I'm saying he used his camera phone. He hit the video. It's about 3 minutes of video. He's just in shock because he's not even one of the EMTs. It's his mom in the back. It's Ma Dukes, and he's trying, he can't believe it. His mom's screaming in the background, what's going on? Oh! So the cop then goes over to the driver, who is a white gentleman. By the way, all the cops are white. I don't want to make this a racial issue, but, you know, when people see this, I mean, I just don't understand where it goes from. They're talking to the driver. There doesn't seem to be a problem there. Then they walk over to the gentleman in the back. He happens to be a black guy. And within 30 seconds, they're arresting him. And then when he's like, what are you arresting me for? They got their hands around his neck. The cops are out of control. Insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic. All across the country, cops are attacking people for not responding quick enough to barked commands or for not groveling in deference to their thuggish authority. Actually, let's talk about somebody who groveled. If you go over to the InfoWarrior.com, it's a little more edible because it's just my little blog. You scroll down. We had a guy who admittedly was on the run from the police. He exited his vehicle. As far as I know, he was not a violent criminal, at least in the chase. Even if he was, when he was cornered, he immediately went to the ground. He put his hands to his side, just like they instructed. And what does he get? He gets Bootsy McStigger right to the jawline as he's down. And then cops high five. This is even more disgusting. This isn't a criminal. This is an EMT worker. An EMT worker. Insane and violent cops have been caught repeatedly on tape and violent assaulting nonviolent citizens, tasering, and even murdering them. That's right, there are snuff films out there because they like to shoot people while they're on the ground begging for their lives in subways. Let's not forget the gentleman who was at a family reunion, a grandfather, holding a family reunion in his backyard. It wasn't even clear why the police were there, and they shot him to death. It's unfortunate that wasn't on video. These people need to lose their jobs. Hands down, they need to lose their jobs. When you see this video, when you hear the audio, when you hear the distress in this person's voice, I want you to try to experience what they're going through. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Go check out the stories right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. Remember, insane thug cops attack emergency paramedic. Top story over at InfoWars.com right now. We're going to play the audio, but let me bring up Alex Jones for just a brief preview of what's to come at the top of the next hour. Alex?
Absolutely. I'm going to be on with you for about 40 minutes. Next hour, breaking down the latest developments with the crisis on the Korean Peninsula, getting into the latest economic developments, and, of course, taking some phone calls. But this morning I got up and was doing research for the show today, and I appreciate you sitting in and taking over the pilot seat, Jason. I know that's a lot, doing 3 hours, 9 to midnight, and then coming in for 4 hours during the day here from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But I saw at the Alex Jones channel, the resurrected Alex Jones channel on YouTube, the top video that's now up on InfoWars.com, and I watched it about five times, and I called you early this morning when you were at the bank, and I appreciate you getting in early and getting everybody to get it up on the site, but I watched it over and over and over again, at least five, six times, pausing it to get exactly what happened, and I want to contact the people. I want Rob Do, the producer, and others.
He's on it already, actually.
Good, he's already on it. To contact that YouTube channel. I know it's also on the local news there in Oklahoma, so call that local news channel. They're usually very helpful. I want to get a hold of this man whose mother had a heart attack and was going to the hospital. And so that local news was saying, but I've watched the video over and over again, and all this is they pull the ambulance over. And I know all over the country they've got new rules where if it isn't life-threatening, the ambulance doesn't turn its lights on, it doesn't speed. I know that because when I cut my finger off, I wanted to just drive to the to the hospital, and my buddy said, no, you got to call an ambulance, because we were out on a boat when that happened, so it took us 20 minutes to get back to dock a few years ago. When I got there, I was getting in my car saying, forget it, the ambulance isn't here yet, and the ambulance pulled in, and they said, no, you've called us, you know, come with us, and they strapped me in a chair sitting upright through those windy Lake Travis roads. Took them 45 minutes to get to the downtown hospital. Literally driving like 35 miles an hour on roads you're supposed to drive 55-60 on, and I never get car sick, but I actually got car sick, I guess because my finger was cut off, so it made me nauseated. And they said, yeah, we can't speed unless it's life-threatening, and your finger dangling by a piece of skin isn't life-threatening, so we're not going to drive even the speed limit. So I'm guessing, watching this and slowing it down and listening to the cops, this lady is going to the hospital, she's in serious condition. They don't like the fact that the ambulance is speeding. And so the cops rush up, get in the face of the white paramedic, who's the head paramedic, and because that's the driver, and they start yelling at him. And you can tell he's getting an argument with them, but he goes ahead and submits. And the cops are all bowed up, wanting to beat the hell out of somebody. You know, and they've got these shaved heads, look like they're roided up, just all like they were charging up San Juan Hill or Iwo Jima. I mean, they were fighting al-Qaeda, they were going into a machine gun nest, killer instinct on. That's why you don't militarize the police. The military goes and kills people and breaks things. They don't, I mean, think of the archetypal image of Matt Dillon as the sheriff or John Wayne playing the part of sheriffs, and I've read a lot about real history. That's what a good sheriff actually did do, is they were in control. They didn't crack heads unless they had to. That's what a real man is like. Not these cops that want to split your head open. And I don't want to bash cops here. I know a lot of them are listeners. I know a lot of military are good. The issue is they have gotten on a power trip and are literally under mind control, under a spirit of wickedness and aggression. So you've got and you're going to play the video coming up next hour for folks on Prison Planet TV when you go live. You're going to play the audio as soon as I leave. I'm going to tell folks about Lou Rockwell and other people that are coming up. But the important issue here is when you watch this video and watch it and pause it and analyze it, because then it's even worse than what it first comes off as. People spin and say, oh, give the cops time to tell their side of the story. We know what happened. It's video from a camera phone, which are becoming higher and higher quality, big problems for the establishment. And the cops pull over the ambulance. The cop stays in his car until more cops show up. The man gets out, who'd been following the ambulance, and he says, they pulled my mother over in this ambulance. The police come over. They get in the face of the EMT. The EMT, the driver, says, what is the deal here? Because I've turned the audio, jacked it all the way up. Listen, he says, what's going on? This lady's in bad condition. And the cop bows up, because they can never be wrong. He bows up in an attack formation, you know, with his fists together, going, you got it, buddy, you understand, you know, like a drill sergeant. And the guy goes ahead and puts his hand down. By the way, the EMT looks like a lot more of a man than this cop. He kind of puts his head down in submission and just can't believe the evil he's witnessing. So the black EMT, he starts getting out to go back and help the lady. He's going and getting his supplies as he tries to save her life right there on the spot. And the cop runs up. The other cops run up with their Marine Corps drill sergeant hats on, and literally start screaming, get back in the vehicle. And the guy calmly, big black guy, looks like 10 times the man this wannabe tough guy state police officer is, drops his shoulders and says, I can't believe this. This woman's in serious condition. I'm doing my job. And the cop yells at him and gets in his face. So being a man, the black EMT starts pointing his finger going, what's your problem? This lady needs help. I'm doing my job. And the cop grabs him, starts twisting his arm around. Being a man with red blood who isn't a slave, he pushes back, pushes the assaulters, the crazy roid head probably, he looks like it. He's got fat on the neck. He's got the signs of it around him. He's got that puffy manhood, that fake manhood. Plus, he's scared of the two big EMTs. These cops always get scared of big guys. I notice in tape after tape, they always just go ahead and attack dog. It's kind of like running forward. forward or flight forward is what they do. I mean, if the guy looks like he's got any cojones, any energy, any manhood, the police go into convulsions of anger at seeing a man. They just hate it. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate liberty. I mean, this is the spirit that's on them. I don't know if they consciously are like this, but the spirit that's on them is every time they see somebody doing good, it seems to flip them out, this particular type. But I'm not kidding. Watch the video. It's like demonic spirits are in these cops. And so they start choking the black guy, and he's smart. You know, you can tell he can obviously take them all on right there because he's the guy under attack, and somebody on the right's always got the strength. But he goes ahead and lets them choke him, and they keep choking him, getting off on it. And you can tell the black guy just totally controls himself and goes into a relaxed position as they're choking him, getting off on it. And you see one of the senior cops who's choking him start realizing he's embarrassed. You see it come over, you see his skin turn red. He's flushed with embarrassment as he's sitting there choking this poor EMT. And then they say, okay, you can go to the hospital. And the cops start apologizing and patting people on the shoulders, and they leave. But that's what I'm saying. An evil spirit. I mean, even if you don't believe in spirituality, I mean, it's a mindset. It's an idea. It comes over these cops like mad dogs that, you know, like when the neighborhood dog sees your cat and starts chasing it, wanting to kill it, getting into a frothing mood. They got these guys so hyped up. These guys are all former military, probably in Iraq. After kicking down thousands of doors in Iraq, all juiced up, all out there on the streets like we're the enemy, that now they're, and I've seen a bunch of footage of them going after EMTs, or people speeding at maybe even 80 miles an hour with a pregnant wife. They pull them over and beat them up and taser them and won't let them get to the hospital and make them have the kid there. It's all about them making us submit. It's all about them dominating us. It's all about them making us put up with asinine, ridiculous, over-the-top things. And it's getting worse and worse, and these videos are coming out. I mean, it's just like the footage I have in martial law where they're breaking pro-lifers' arms for sitting on the sidewalk and laughing. And when they break their arms with nunchucks by twisting them, they then pull out billy clubs to beat them like they get off on the fact that they've broken their arm and that they didn't resist. And it's the same thing I saw when they shot that poor black man in the back on the train on the subway station in Oakland. And they lied and confiscated all the, you know, cameras from people and lied and said that the train station cameras didn't work. But somebody in a train across shot video of it, and then the train got away before they could grab him. And after they shoot him in the back in handcuffs, they lied and said he resisted. They lied and said he'd fought him. Didn't fight him. Whole thing on tape. After they shoot him in the back, it bounces back off the concrete, back into his heart and lungs. As he's done, the cop beats him up, slamming him into the ground. It's not enough that he murdered him. As he died, he had to sap the demonic force of pain. It was a human sacrifice, and these police don't know. They're literally becoming demon-possessed. And again, I believe that's what's happening. Even if you don't, it's the psychology of just a bloodlust. And look, there's no way you can say, you killed him. He didn't do anything. You murdered him. But that wasn't enough. Then they had to cover it up. They had to lie. And we finally get the footage. The cop beats him up because it's not enough that he murdered him. He had to extract the pain like a Satanist as they slowly kill a baby over hours. I don't want to go into how they sacrifice babies, folks, but it's unbelievable. And this is literally the spirit that is upon America. The bureaucrats want your land. They want your property. Nancy Pelosi, top headline on Drudge, openly said we're going to categorize every movement of our citizens, track everything they do. Just like the European Union is saying, quote, we'll all have ration cards. Total tyranny is here with total wicked communist-type control freaks working for big banks, turning paramilitary roid-head devil dogs loose on humanity. Hell is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. I see these type of videos every day, but this one, where the EMTs are even going along with the lunacy, and it isn't enough. They want to stop the EMT from even giving this woman a medical care. They say, fine, you're going to make us stop her on the road with her heart attack. We're going to just go ahead and try to save her life here on the road. The cop says, no, you will submit to me, because it was religious. See, that's why it was such a target. The power trip loved stopping an ambulance, something that's taboo. They love saying you won't give that woman care. It was about, I am God. You will follow my orders, or I will up the threat continuum on you. But at the last minute, the police, their souls, their humanity, turns back on.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
And we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex on the line, and we're discussing this latest video of police assault. I mean, you thought it couldn't get any worse. Down suspects, you know, critical mass bike riders, people who were cuffed in a subway. Well, now EMTs are the target, and it is just unbelievable to me, Alex, that they would, number one, pull over an ambulance with somebody in the back, but number two, assault the guy, try to arrest him.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that the EMTs get out, and you can see their body language, and you can hear what they say. If you listen carefully, you got a jacket way up because the guy with the camera's 15 feet away or so. And you know, they have their hands up, and they're going, what are you doing? We're EMTs. We're going to the hospital. And the cop's like, yeah, shut up. You hear me, boy? And they go, okay. And so that goes on for a few minutes, and then they decide to go ahead and try to save the lady's life. And they go, no, And they start saying, I will arrest you. You do not help her. And you sit right there, and the guy's like, what's your problem, man? And then the cops start choking him. And then finally, you see the cop while he's choking him. Because if the guy would have resisted, they probably would have just killed him right there. I mean, I've seen this over and over again. Remember all the footage of, like, football players, NFL players won't even argue, but they're big, and it scares the cops. But the cops start pushing him, and the guy will put their hands up. They go, that's it, you're threatening me, and they'll start tasering him. I mean, this is – and then the police come out and defend it. There's been all this footage that came out the last 2 weeks.
Well, what about that football player? What was it? It was like 2 weeks ago. He was driving to the hospital because his mother-in-law was dying. He had his wife in the car, and the cops are just like, they literally pull up to him. They're like, no, you're not going anywhere. They didn't get to talk to the mother before she died. They're just like, no, you submit.
What about the guy in, what was it, San Marcos, where the dog is dying? And you know, obviously the cop could have said, hey, sir, we still can't speed, because he says, I don't care about your dog. And he has pleasure in his voice. Listen, here's the issue. We need to create top 10 videos of the most outrageous top 10 videos. And the debate is this ambulance footage the most outrageous, or is it the guy at the jail who is a quadriplegic? You can see his legs are totally shriveled up. He's paralyzed, neck down. He's sitting there, leaning over in the wheelchair, saying, "I can't move. I can't walk. I'm paralyzed." And the jail guards, it's actually sheriff deputies, inducting him into the jail. They go, "No, you're not," and throw him out on the floor. For those that don't know, I mean, when you've been a quadriplegic for decades, your bones and muscles just fall apart. And when he hit the ground, multiple muscles pulled, bones broke, and they're just laughing. They just dump him out of the wheelchair. He slams on the concrete, and there's a little celebration, a little devil dance. You know, there's the happy dance where they do a little devil dance, and now they booth kick people in Indiana and California and Texas. These videos are on the news where the suspect, they pull guns on them. They say, get on the ground. You know, and they always say, well, that was probably a criminal. The point is, it can happen to any of us. And then they run up and boot kick the person in the head, and they say, oh, that's called adjusting the head now. That's how we adjust the head. The point is, they are defending us. So I want to create, and I want listeners to email Kurt Nemo, or you can also email Rob Dew. There's a mass email that Bob, one of the techs in there, gave me that'll send to everybody. What's that address? In fact, just tell me, and I'll give it out on air. So we have all of this going on. We have all of this happening. And look, I'm going to get off the line here. I'm going to, you know, rant and rave, cover the news, Jason. I'm going to get to a landline coming up in about 40 minutes. Eight after, I'll be on the show with you. But again, we are not against police officers themselves, but you're being warped. You're being deceived. You're being told you're God. You're being told everybody has to submit to you. I mean, members of Congress have not run out of the Congress building when they, quote, have federal drills quick enough. And so there's video of them pointing machine guns at them, yelling and cussing. This is how tyranny takes place. This is what's happening, and they're turning America into a giant tattletale grid. This is being done scientifically. Police, wake up. You're having your names and your image destroyed forever so that everybody will hate you. That's what the feds and the globalists want, so then you'll be on sick criminal culture, and it'll be us against you, you against us. This is a mind game they're playing with you. It's wrong to shoot people in the back for no reason and then to beat them. It's wrong to taser pregnant women for arguing with you. It's wrong. I mean, think of all, I mean, all, I'm having all these flashbacks of all the insane, crazy video we've seen. You know, police.
What about the off-duty cop, Alex, that's in a bar and beats a woman almost to death? What about that video?
At first, yeah, in Chicago. And then police at first defended it. You know, that's what's incredible about this is that they defend the police when they do this. And look, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform in history. And just like if I was a German in 1941, I wouldn't be against the German military. I would be against what they've been turned into and what they were being used for. And folks, everybody knows the police are bad in China. Everybody knows the police were bad in Nazi Germany.
All right, we'll be back right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called HAZARD. HAZARD utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at HAZARD.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit HAZARD.com. That's HAZARID. Protect, prepare. Get your HAZARD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Folks, we are back. The Alex Jones Show. Alex just left us. He'll be back up in less than an hour. We're going to play this clip. But before we do, I want to really tell you about one of the sponsors. I think, honestly, maybe EMT automobiles need to be outfitted with this sponsor. It's diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. There's a banner over at Infowars.com. The slogan is, camera surveillance in your car. Watch Big Brother back. So what they do is they set you up with hidden cameras in situations just like this. So when the police want to abuse you, when the police want to take advantage of you, when they want to pull the tough guy routine, at least in a courtroom, you will have the evidence to say, look what I did. Well, I invoked my Fourth Amendment right. I didn't do anything, officer. I was assaulted. And, you know, thank God this guy had a cell phone camera. But if we could have seen the altercation from the beginning, it would have been golden. And that's diginet.net. Go check it out, diginet.net. I want one for my car. I'm not going to lie. It's good insurance to have when you have a thug police force out there. And, you know, as Alex said, we're going to be doing a story of the top 10 police abuse videos coming up in the next couple of days. And the way that you can submit videos that you think should make the top 10, show tips at InfoWars.com. That's show tips at InfoWars.com. We're about to play the audio of this video, and I'm really going to have to commentate because there's a lot of, you know, dead space. You can't hear a lot going on in it. But I want to give out the phone line so we can discuss it on the other side. It's 1-800-259-9231. All right, hit the clip.
Is over because he's mad we didn't pull over, and he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my money. this is me. This highway patrolman pulled my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over, and he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. Let's get this all on camera right now. Let me get the car number here.
So right here, he's going around to the back. He's trying to get the state trooper's license plate number. And there it is right there, OHP-606. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol. He's walking around to the side here. Now here's the older gentleman, the head AMT, over to the side with the police officer. You can tell he's pretty upset. We're scrolling over. Now we're getting our first look at the black police officer. He's in the back. He's in the back. He's not even talking to a cop right now. And he's actually telling the guy with the cell phone not to cause trouble. And the guy with the cell phone's like, look, I'm just trying to get this on the record. And then he said, I'm here to help county out. You understand? He yells at that first EMT. Now he walks back around as that cop goes over to talk to the EMT who's inside. No, Ma Dukes is in there. He's like, all right, it's all right, Mom. We're going to get you there. I promise.
You are under arrest. You are under arrest. I'll get in there. I'm going to start from
the court. I'll get in there. Oh, and there it is. And now he's being choked out. And the police officer goes inside now to try to calm the woman down who's strapped to her bed. Now he's being choked. See, that guy was about to be under arrest, but because he stood up for himself, they let him go. And now the cops want to be buddy-buddy.
Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike.
This is out of control, folks. Totally out of control. All right, pull the clip. Folks, I mean, you know, Alex has a great point. Because that guy stood up for himself, he didn't go to jail. That's the bottom line. You heard him. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. This was the guy that was telling the son who had the cell phone camera with him to calm down, to not cause any trouble. But, I mean, the guy that they picked on to try to arrest was jacktacular. He was a big dude. He did not want to be pushed around. And, you know, in the end, the EMT officers were let go. I can't imagine what they could have done other than speeding to the hospital like they were supposed to. Yeah, the entire video is over at Infowars.com right now. It's the top story. You can't miss it. All right, let's go to Linda in California. Linda, you're on the line. Yes, Linda.
Hey, I just watched the video online, and I sent it because I have the city councilman and all these officials. So I sent that to everyone with a little note. I took a little mini vacation, and I noticed all of these poles along the highway. Two major highways here in California, the 215 and the 15. Large poles, they all have, they're not call boxes. That's what I thought they were at first. It was brought to my attention. They've got large poles with big boxes, solar panels, and cameras. They're located right before every exit and right there of every entry. I don't know what that has, you know, be costing, but.
Well, it's part of the new smart grid, I'm sure. I mean, they are building a smart grid. Pelosi, I mean, Jones touched on it really briefly, but the headline is Pelosi appeals for China's help on climate change. It's out of the Associated Press. Obviously, Drudge gave it a different headline, and they made her ultra green because this is all about a green movement. That's why you're seeing solar panels now. They want to give the illusion that they care about the environment when, in fact, it's just going to be used as a process to, I mean, let's read it. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory. Or how we are taking responsibility. In other words, you're going to be paying extra for your SUV. You're going to be paying extra for your big home. You're going to be paying extra for the amount of garbage you have, the size of your lawn, whether you want a, you know, to burn wood outside. Carbon dioxide is the enemy. And this woman wants to use it as a reason to catalog our every single move. Pelosi, the demon. I thank you for the call, Linda. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon. On a good note, briefly, real quick, last week there was a sheriff's deputy who was a son of a former prominent Memphis city councilman. He was found guilty of second-degree murder when he went to a restaurant and couldn't get his truck parked and got out and got into an argument with a guy, and the bartender slash DJ came out and tried to break it up, and this officer who's off duty got his gun and shot and just murdered the guy right there in the parking lot for no reason other than he just didn't want to move his vehicle. But that guy, fortunately, was found guilty, and he will be going to jail. But on another note, I went to the grand jury to present evidence of crimes committed by police officers last year. Mm-hmm. And while I was doing that, the jury foreman went and told the DA what I was doing. And so when I got out of the jury room, I was met by two deputies who told me they had a capias for my arrest, which was a blank sheet of paper with no signature. And I said, well, can I give my books to my dad who's in the lobby? And sure, as I'm doing that, they come up behind me. There's videotape of this, and I've got an audio recording of it. They say, quit resisting, and slowly start screaming. I'm just standing still. And then they jump on my back and start choking me. Of course, I just froze. I didn't budge. But I'm 6'5". I'm a fairly tall guy, and but these guys charged me with resisting arrest. Later, that charge was dropped, but the charge of, get this, aggravated kidnapping, because I'm in there trying to present evidence to a grand jury, is still going forward. They have no case because I didn't kidnap anybody, but yet that's the way it is in backwoods mafia capital of the world, Tipton County, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not an exclusive case, and with this new Supreme Court decision, you know, I mean, this new Orwellian Supreme Court decision, because they say, oh, you know, there's certain circumstances now where we're going to be able to interrogate without a lawyer, but this doesn't flip the 1966 decision where you can invoke the right of a lawyer, but it really does, but it doesn't. And, you know, cops are already doing this. They're already illegally interrogating people that say, I want my lawyer. They're already trying to trick people. I mean, it's common knowledge, but now they're putting it on paper so that these things can go forward in a court of law, and we have even more kangaroo courts and empowered police officers who just become megalomaniacal. Like you said, if you're a cop and you think you can just shoot somebody over a parking space off duty, I mean, what is in your head, man? I thank you for the call, Mike. Good luck with the case. Let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're on the line.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. We're from that group, Bubba Scout Reb, and we were the ones telling you years ago that we had witness tampering done to us by Lakewood, Colorado PD and Jefferson County, Colorado PD. And we told you, we call them government intruder, no intelligence, the guinea, and we made better terminology for them, and nobody was listening to us back then. Now you can't have witnesses when you're accused of something, because what they did, they held the witnesses, Bubba and Scout, hostage, and they put these audio transmitters in their apartment, and they just criminally intercepted their speech, and then they concocted a stupid fake tape, an audio tape.
Well, I mean, they've gone so far right now, and, you know, one of the things that is just amazing to me, and I thank you for the call, Reb, is that they have now said in Wisconsin, a judge has ruled that the police officers, without probable cause, without a warrant, can take a GPS tracking device and put it on somebody's car, track and trace them. Doesn't even really have to be part of an investigation. And that's okay. Yet if the average person on the street does it, you know what it's called? It's called stalking, and rightfully so. But the cops are allowed to do it. No warrant, no probable cause, no big deal. We'll just GPS your car, track, and trace you. Again, this falls into line what they're rolling out, saying, yes, everything you do has to be inventory. And, you know, just a quick hit here. Where is this? This is just unbelievable to me, but not really. RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills. RFID tags are on packs could be a thing of the past after American scientists revealed an edible tag that can even be used to track and trace and authenticate individual pills. You're going to be swallowing tracking devices. Do you understand the headline, if Jaron's looking for it out there, RFID threat as scientists develop edible tag for pills? So you don't think they want to track and trace everything you do? They haven't built all the infrastructure yet. They're slowly building it up, but they're telling you, we want to track and trace you. We want to know what you're doing. We want to charge you a carbon tax. We want you to be slaves to the police, military, and now city year. And remember, DHS is now being swallowed up by the NSA. See, the point was to get the public to, get used to the idea of homeland security, and we've got to protect the homeland, and we need these new domestic agencies, and all these terrorists are in our country, and they're extremists too, and we're going to blur the line, and then we're just going to bring it right into the national security apparatus in front of everybody's face. Well, that was a bit of a rant, wasn't it? Actually, if you want to hear some really good rants, you know, not just the Jason Burma style of rant, but the Alex Jones rant, what better way to do it than alexjonesringtones.net? That's alexjonesringtones.net. I mean, I'm sure that cop one is going to be a ringtone. I mean, the way to do it, folks, it's a cheap way to put something on your phone when you're in a public area, you're with your family, you're on a bus, you're in the mall, and then all of a sudden your phone starts going off about how 9/11 was an inside job. Or City Year and, you know, AmeriCorps are now a front for this new civilian national security force. Or maybe a rant about the Boy Scouts becoming militarized to take on homegrown terrorists who just happen to be Iraqi veterans back from leave who are disgruntled. AlexJonesRingtones.net, AlexJonesRingtones.net. Go check it out. All right, let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're online.
Hey, Jason. I wanted to comment on the clip that you had played. I think we're pretty much the frog's boiling, and we don't have to, it's going to get a lot worse. What's going to happen is we're going to get acclimated to a Soviet police state, and then we'll say, well, that's the norm. I can't do anything. That's when things are going to get absolute pitch black, and they're counting on people to just sit back and take it. What you don't understand is if you're a frog that's boiling and still kicking, they're just going to turn the heat up. When they turn the heat off, they're going to have frog legs. And guess who's the frog? So all I'm saying is people, get involved, be active. Doesn't matter really what you do, just do something, anything. Just make sure they still have to keep turning up the heat because they're not going to stop.
That's right, they're not going to stop, and we need to turn up the heat. We have to have the will to want to do something. You know, you can't just be an armchair quarterback on the comments board, you know, preaching to the choir or arguing about minutia. You have to reach out to other people. Post YouTube videos on other forums that aren't covering this story. You know why? Because 99.99999% of the media right now isn't covering this story. It was on one local news station. One local news station in the country. That's where this was. So now we need to spread this around. Get off the InfoWars forum. Get off the Prison Planet forum. Get off the conspiracy website forum or the alternative media forum. Go to Fox News. Go to MSNBC. Go to ABC. Go to the Colbert Report. Go to the Daily Show. And spread this video around. Send out the link to InfoWars. Bring more people into the InfoWar. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. Email dan@wearechange.org. to join a chapter or start a chapter. Go out with your camera, become the media. Ask tougher questions, demand accountability. This is a big thing. Show tips at Infowars.com. The most hardcore cop abuse videos you can find. We're going to have a top 10 up probably by the weekend, if not the end of the day. All right, let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air. Yes, Tim. Oh, Jim. I'm sorry. Jim in Wisconsin. Yes, sir. Jim in Ohio? Once, twice, three times, anybody?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Great job you're doing, Jason Maranatha, and I wanted to let you know, the public access stations, you guys can tell people, all the listeners, they can put the InfoWars thing on that, the movies on that.
Yeah, that's right. We encourage people to get a copy of Endgame or Fabled Enemies or Loose Change Final Cut or the new Aaron Russo interview, Reflections and Warnings. Please get a copy. Please put it on your local access station.
Try
to get PBS to cover it. I mean, exactly.
Doesn't
take the initiative.
Nothing.
That exactly. If you have the time to take the class, you have the time to reach thousands, tens of thousands, and sometimes millions of people, depending on what area you're in. I mean,
it's like a freedom of speech channel. Everything's on there.
Exactly. Well, if people take the time to actually do it, you know, and to inform. You know, you can also send out flyers saying, check out the website, and we're going to air it on this station then. Make it
Listen, don't make it spooky. What you have to say is, hey, did you hear about this? You know, this is water cooler talk if you allow it to be, if you can get beyond Britney Spears and The Office. I know The Office is pretty funny out there, but it's not funny when cops are pulling over EMT workers and putting them in chokeholds. And the only reason the guy didn't go to jail is because he stood up for himself. He had a spine. He wasn't a worm. He's a scary looking dude. I'm not going to lie. I'd like that guy on my side. I thank you for the call, Jim.
Well, one more question.
Oh, yeah, all right, go ahead.
Okay. It seems like this is all happening in certain areas because I tell people about this stuff around here and they think you're crazy because you don't see any of this stuff happening.
Are you in Ohio or Wisconsin, sir?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah. You don't see all this stuff happening too much here.
I don't know. You know what? I did a couple Ohio stories. I do so many stories. Listen, it's nationwide. It's not just Oklahoma. It's not just Oakland. It's all over. We'll be back after this.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Every time I see this now, I just can't help but smile because Jones loves this so much. You just got to be in the office to understand how much he loves the Smokey and the Bandit song. What's not funny is the way the police are acting, folks. It's out of control. And I'm going to go to Sheldon, Matt, Roger, and more in a moment. We got Alex coming up. in just a couple of segments to really discuss this yet again and really what else we're going to be talking about. Mysterious deaths in South Korea. We've got North Korea setting off nukes. We've got Pelosi with her coming out party on climate change and everything being tracked. Well, if you want to get off the grid just a little bit, just a tiny eensy-weensy bit, mysolarbackup.com is the place to go, mysolarbackup.com. That's 877-327-0365. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our long-term sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. So this is better than a generator. It uses the sunlight. This is really what going green is about. It's not just the show. You know, Jesse Ventura off the grid in Mexico with solar power. Go check him out. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. All right, Sheldon, you're on the air, sir.
What's happening, Burmese? How are you?
Good, Mr. Anderson. And if you don't know, it's myspace.com/IamSheldon. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. Did you get a chance to check out the Good family last night?
I did not, but I heard, you know, I saw a couple commercials for it, and I was actually thinking about giving a little download and hutch. Should I do it?
What a nightmare that thing is. Don't touch it. It's, I mean, basically they talk about what a family is that's good. So they say that if you don't recycle, that if you don't make sure that your kid, you know, doesn't have sex, that if you don't, like, do abstinence programs, it's basically just disinformation from Mike Judge for the rest of us to live lives that are so incredibly boring. This, I mean, this was like one of the worst things I've ever seen, but it just goes to show you that you might as well just turn off your television, because the only thing that they're serving you is just pure boredom. They say don't live a real life, don't own guns, don't be a real human being. It's insanity.
So it's really just taking that ultra-slave approach where just do whatever the authorities say and try to live the purest life you possibly can by recycling and driving green and not trying to get in anybody's way or shake things up and towing the party line. Is that what you're telling me?
It's that, plus they have the whole neighbor spy on you. So like, oh, you don't, you use 2 gallons of water each day? Thinner.
So it's kind of like that guilty for wiping your ass thing. And if you think I'm joking, folks, about 2 months ago, I think it was either the Telegraph or the Times Online published a report about how the quench of the thirst for toilet paper in the United States, 2-ply, they said, was worse than SUV emissions for global warming and climate destruction. Yes, we can't wipe our bottoms anymore, Sheldon. It's out of control.
I just think it goes to the idea that the people that are making this rule feel like their crap doesn't stink, so they're not going to need to use toilet paper anyways.
Thank you for the call, Sheldon. You have a great day. Let's go to Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, Jason, and good show this afternoon. Yeah, my point is about that video. Just had a quick view of it. And as a British citizen living in the UK, I'm actually disgusted at that. I mean, a guy that works for a paramedic, that's like paramedics in the UK, for the EMP or whatever it is, officer there. I mean, that police guy was definitely on Kool-Aid or whatever.
Well, he's out of control, and really look at it. Again, if the guy hadn't stood up for himself, if he hadn't said, no, I'm not going to jail. I mean, this was the guy that was saying to the son, hey, don't cause any trouble. Maybe you should put away that cell phone camera. If he hadn't said, no, I'm not going to jail, he's going to jail for trying to save someone's life. Hang on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.